Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Tahrim al Huquq wa Qati'ati Rahim, the chapter on the prohibition of disobeying parents and severing ties of kinship. So one was the chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought on the importance of respecting one's parents and maintaining family ties. And here he brings the opposite, the chapter on the prohibition of disobeying parents and severing ties of kinship. So in other words, showing all those ayat, showing all those ahadith, that is warning us on the harms of severing ties of kinship and disobeying one's parents. Today's hadith, عن أبي بكرة نفيع بن الحارث رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر ثلاثا قلنا بلى يا رسول الله قال الإشراك بالله وعقوق الوالدين وكان متكئا فجلس فقال ألا وقول الزور وشهادة الزور فما زال ليته سكت متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Bakr Nufay ibn al-Harith radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that should I not inform you of the most serious of major sins? What is the question? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not inform you of the most serious of the major sins? He asked this question three times. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked this question three times, showing us the importance. Should I not tell you what is the most major or the most serious of the major gunas, the major sins? So we replied, indeed, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained, ascribing partners with Allah ta'ala. In other words, making some partner, making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like what the Christians do. They say this Trinity and the Son of God. So many different things. They're ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And others have many other deities, things of worship, etc. We only believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, Allah ta'ala is the sustainer, Allah is the nourisher, Allah ta'ala is our Rabb. We believe solely that it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ascribing partners with Allah ta'ala is a very, very serious thing. So this is the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ishraku billah, ascribing partners with Allah. And the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa huququl walidain, disobeying parents. Disobeying parents, such a serious thing. Does this and he thinks nothing of it, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this is from the most serious of the major sins. Major sins, can you imagine a person that is committing zina, a person that is stealing, a person that is robbing, a person that is murdering, a person that is cheating, all these are major gunas. But yet, from amongst the most serious of the major gunas, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is mentioning, al-ishraku billah, ascribing partners with Allah and disobeying of parents. This is a very, very serious thing, not something that is small. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been lying down. He was lying down when he said this. But suddenly he sat up and he said, and making false statements. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taking some type of rest, back rest. Either he was lying or he was just taking a little bit of a back rest. But when he said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat up now. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, making false statements and giving false testimony. In other words, a person speaking lies and he's giving false testimony. Speaking false testimony, in other words, there's a case, a court case, and now he comes in and he gives false evidence to try and win the opinion in the favor of one of the parties. So even though he knows his opinion is false, even though he knows he's taking a false statement, a false oath, but just to win or change the opinion in favor of one person, he does this. This is known as false testimony. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning that this is also from the most serious of the major gunas. He continued repeating this until we hoped that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain silent. Nabi alayhi sallam continued repeating this until we hoped that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. Now what is meant by this sahaba saying that we hoped that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent? In other words, they could see that pain that was in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that anguish and that concern that these are the most serious of the major gunas. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued repeating with that pain and that concern and that anguish. So we just hope that he remained silent so he could be saved from that worry, from that anguish, that concern. And this is what you call love. Sahaba had real, genuine love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he was happy, Sahaba were happy. When he teared, they teared. When he was in anguish and in pain, in worry, mentioning these things, they also were in anguish and worry and concern. We just hope that he remained silent so that he could be saved from that worry and concern that he was in. And this is what you call real love, true love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam may not be here physically, but the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are all with us. So the moment we hear it, then the first thing we should do is we should try and make amal on it. So this is one way of getting close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another way of getting close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is increasing in our darood, our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Excessively, keep reading. A person is free, instead of sitting in the car and just owning the news, owning the radio station, listening to this, listening to that. Sit in the car, going home, recite sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read some durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these opportunities of getting closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person, inshallah, will get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah if he reads excessive salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One point that comes out from here is that now that we know that it is so serious for children to disobey the parents, ulama explained that therefore parents shouldn't command the children to do, ideally, shouldn't be commanding the children to do anything that is not necessary to be commanded. Because, for example, the child doesn't do it, or now we're talking about the person who's baligh, the child is, there's no sin on a person who's not baligh, but that child or that person that is baligh, the child of the parent, he doesn't listen, now it becomes a major guna. So rather, if the father would like the son or the daughter to do something, do it, say it in a suggestive tone, how nice it would be if this is done, or it would be nice, because if he directly gives the command and they don't listen to it, obviously here we're talking about something that is in Shariat, within the confines of Shariat. Now the child doesn't listen, automatically by us doing something like this, we're making our own children a means of getting major gunas. So we rather save them by rather saying it in a suggestive tone. If it is said in a suggestive tone and they, for whatever reason, don't accept it, then they don't get that major guna by us commanding them to do something. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.